We rise. Truly, this is the day the Lord has made, and we should and always do rejoice and be glad in it because of the word and the work of Christ Jesus, our Savior, our God, our King. The word of God for our consideration on this, the 19th Sunday after Pentecost, are the words in Philippians. We read those earlier. Let me just draw your attention to verse 12. Now I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me has really served to advance the gospel. As a result, it has become clear throughout the whole palace guard and to everyone that I am in chains for Christ. Because of my chains, most of the brothers in the Lord have been encouraged to speak the word of God more courageously and fearlessly. So far our text, and we pray. O most merciful Lord, we admit that we have been at times unfaithful. We have failed to find joy in all of our circumstances, and we have failed to speak your word with courage and confidence. We ask that you forgive us for our failures and come to us. Fill us and empower us with your Holy Spirit so that we, like the Apostle Paul, may rejoice and serve you in every circumstance. All of this we ask in Jesus' holy name. Amen. You may be seated. I do greet you all this morning in the name of Christ Jesus, our Lord, the one who has empowered us and encouraged us and has put us into unique circumstances, some that may be a bit uncomfortable. But he has put us there for our good, for his glory. Dear brothers and sisters, redeemed by the blood of Christ. While we look around or you listen to the news or just pay attention to what's going on in the world, and it's safe to say that thousands of people throughout this United States are locked up, arrested, sentenced, put into prisons and jails. And their crimes vary. Some are thieves, maybe some murderers, people who are drug users, those who have hurt others in one way or another. They're locked up and they're in prison for a variety of things. But you know, this is nothing new. People have been arrested and put into jail and lives taken from them for these reasons and certainly many others. In fact, if you go back even in biblical history and even today, if you look at the king in an unbecoming way, you may lose your freedom, if not your life. If you're wearing the wrong clothes in the wrong place at the wrong time, you may very well be fined or imprisoned. In fact, if you are to try to convince others that your way of thinking or your religion happens to be the one that should be followed, this is called proselytizing, and even today in various countries, you will be arrested and imprisoned for doing such a horrible task. This morning, the Apostle Paul writes to us a letter that we read as he addressed it to the church in Philippi. He was writing from a prison in Rome. Paul's crime? Proselytizing. He was seeking to preach the word of God to people, to let them know that Jesus was the Messiah, the promised one, the Holy One, and through faith in him, salvation is theirs. We think what a wonderful message, a message that everyone should hear, something that everyone should believe. And yet, through a whole number of events, Paul had been arrested, and he writes this letter. Before we talk about Paul, This letter is one that is supposed to encourage us. Generally speaking, we haven't spent a lot of time in a Roman prison. We may have had a few brushes with the law from time to time and found ourselves in circumstances that we would rather not have been in, and maybe we don't ever want to talk about it. But we have been in difficult situations. We all are facing challenges and problems. And those difficult situations are imprisoning us in one fashion or another. And I don't know what you're facing, at least all of the things you're facing. Could the challenge be that your medical conditions have taken a turn for the worse, your health perhaps deteriorating, you have questions as to why these things are happening, and the pain is increasing, and age is beginning to take its toll. We find these things as debilitating sometimes. They seem to pull us down. Maybe your problems are more on the financial end when you look at the things that you want and say, I'm having difficulties trying to make ends meet. I'm not sure what I should do. And we dedicate more and more and more time to trying to serve ourselves to make those ends meet, and we give up time with our family. We give up time with the Lord. Oh, maybe your other challenges, maybe the things that are binding you happen to be relationships. People are suffering and going through difficult and challenging times, and whether it's money or jobs or something else, it could very well be the upcoming death of relatives or friends. I don't know what chains are binding you. We know that the Apostle Paul had physical chains on him and was restricted from moving about. I read something just the other day about people who have been imprisoned. It was a 2016 report, I believe it was. And they said those who have been jailed or imprisoned, in the first 10 days, nearly 50% of them are more likely to take their own lives. With sudden changes in your environment, with sudden restrictions on your freedom, plays a heavy toll on your body, your mind, and your spirit. Now, the Apostle Paul was not about to take his own life, but certainly we know that any time we face difficult circumstances, some sort of physical, mental, or emotional change that are restricting us, we all know it's difficult. The Apostle Paul here had his freedom restricted, unable to move about anymore, unable to, as he thought, to preach freely and openly the saving message of Christ Jesus. But he came to discover something, that although his freedom had been restricted, the gospel message was still going out, even from his own mouth. He had this joy that he discovered that even when he is confined to this area, that the word of God could still go out. As he sat in his area, he could sing songs and psalms and hymns of praise to the God he loves and serves. And perhaps even as we get more to know about this, the prison guards who were caring for him would listen. Perhaps they would even ask him questions about what it was he was teaching. And even though he was facing this very lonely time, he still found great joy because he knew that God was with him and that through the preaching of the gospel, those who were out were still united through the grace of God in Christ. Paul was still united with them, although his freedom had been restricted. The brothers and sisters were still out there encouraging others. Now he could share his word in prison while they were doing the work that God had called them to do. So he writes, and he writes with joy, "I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that what has happened to me has really served to advance the gospel." Paul has come to the understanding that although I am in chains, the gospel is not. I have a group here that come to me every day in which I can share this word of truth, where they can hear my songs and they can ask me questions and I can tell them the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. The gospel seems to be advancing even in the most unusual and what we would say unexpected places. So Paul is confident and he is joyful that the word and the gospel is still being preached within those confines, making their way from one prison guard to another, perhaps back to their own families, perhaps even to the court of the king. The word continues to go out. Paul is happy. Paul is joyful. And he says, as a result of his imprisonment, it's become clear that the whole prison guard, in fact, the palace, and everyone now seems to know that I am here because I was preaching the saving word of Christ Jesus. And the message goes out. Now, we don't get a lot of details as to what Paul was doing or how he was preaching, the words he was saying. All we know is that everyone seemed to understand that although Paul was confined, the gospel was not. So Paul is joyful. He's thrilled. He's excited. He's encouraged. And he's confident. He says, because of my chains, most of the other brothers in the Lord, those that are outside of this environment, have been encouraged. Encouraged to speak the word of God more courageously and more fearlessly. Because of Paul's situation, and the joy that he had, and the confidence that he had, and the fact that the gospel was still going out, men and women outside of that environment said, if Paul can preach, so can I. And I can stand up and be confident. And I can share the love of God in Christ to all people, no matter what my environment is either. I can do it. And so Paul encourages us. Oh, word got back to Paul that some of the people out there also got the idea that preaching the gospel could bring money and fame and recognition to them. No different then than it is today. Turn on your television sometime. That there are those who may be preaching the word of God for the wrong motive. Wanting to get rich, or wanting to be famous, or wanting to just get their name out there somewhere. Now, Paul does not address them exactly, but he does say, it is true that some preach Christ out of envy or rivalry, and others out of just goodwill. And he goes on, but what does it matter? The important thing is that in every way, whether from false motives or true, Christ is preached. And because of this, I can rejoice. I rejoice that Christ Jesus is being preached even by those people who are doing it for the wrong reason. You see, the Apostle Paul knows, and so do we, that each one of us will have to stand before the Almighty and give testimony for the motive that we have. God will take care of that in the end. But now Paul says, I'm just happy that you're talking about Jesus. I'm happy that the word still continues to go out. It's important that the word of God be preached, to be taught. And it's important that you guys go out and do it. It doesn't matter what your situation is. It doesn't matter if you're the best Bible scholar or not. You can make a simple confession, a simple testimony that says Jesus Christ is God and Lord. He is my Savior and King. He is yours as well. Trust in Him. Believe in Him. Follow Him. Because we can testify that Jesus is God. He is Emmanuel, God in the flesh. He is with us. He lived for us, died for us, rose again for us so that we could be free and forgiven, redeemed and restored. Because of the work of Christ Jesus, I can be afraid of nothing. You see, I'm not afraid of you, and I'm not afraid of death, and I'm not afraid of anything in this world. For if God is with me, then who's against me? Our message should be simple. Our message should be clear. And we don't need to quote chapter and verse of everything. We can testify in all places and at all times. Paul says, because of Christ, this word of God will be carried to the end of the earth by people like you and me. Simple, clear gospel statements. A gospel that changes hearts, a gospel that changes minds, a gospel that changes the final situations. And for that, Paul says, I will continue to rejoice. And you and I, we should rejoice as well. The gospel is being carried by all people everywhere who hear the message. We should be encouraged knowing that the Apostle Paul, in his situation, could still preach the word to those around him. So whether you're struggling with hospital visits or doctor visits or put into a nursing home where the challenges increase all the more, you have an opportunity to share the love of Christ with those around you. People who might not normally, like the prison guards, may not ever darken the door of a church where Paul was preaching, would come. Because they were assigned there, yes. But Paul would preach to them. He would share the love of God with them. So whether it be doctors or nurses or people at the grocery store or whatever situation that you're in, someone helping you with the flat tire, you have the opportunity to share the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, to let them know the saving gospel message. You're in a different situation from the one that I am in. But each one of us have been placed there so that we can share this gospel message. Fellow believers, it should bring you joy knowing that the message is being preached throughout the world. As the Apostle Paul realized in his situation, he always rejoiced. He said, I look back and I think of our relationship together, and I know that you're praying for me as I am praying for you. You see, Paul is encouraged not only because the message is going out, but because brothers and sisters around the world are praying for one another. And in unity with God, this also brings great joy to Paul. He trusts that everything will turn out just as the Lord had said it would. He's confident, and so should you be as well. He says, I eagerly expect and hope that I will in no way be put ashamed, but will have sufficient courage, so that now and always Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. You see, Paul doesn't know what his outcome will be. Right now he's in a prison with his freedom restricted. He doesn't know if tomorrow they will decide that he's guilty and take his life. He doesn't know if he will be set free or whether he'll spend the rest of his life in prison. He doesn't know. But he does say that life in service to Christ is better. To live for Christ, to be in prison, is a great task. But if they take my life, then what greater joy is there than that, to be with the Lord forever? So Paul isn't afraid of whether he's in prison or whether he's suffering. He doesn't like it, but he's not afraid of it because it is useful service for Christ. And if he dies, that becomes great gain. So fellow believers, as you face the difficulties, realize that this is the place where God has put you. And that in that place, you have opportunity to share this gospel message. What great comfort and joy it is that to know that people are praying for you in those situations. And that as we pray for one another, we know that the Spirit of Jesus will rest upon. We'll be encouraged. We can open our mouths to speak of that grace. And we can rejoice that He has put us in that challenging situation. So the Lord says, trust in him. Trust in him with all your heart, all your understanding. The Apostle Paul also writes that we should be joyful always, to pray continually, and to rejoice in every situation, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
We rise. Lord Jesus, your word is the lamp to our feet. It is the light to our path. May we live for you each and every day and joyfully be obedient as we are placed in situations that we may not be able to control, but we do know that we have opportunity to share your gospel message. So bless us who seek to serve you all the days of our lives. Amen. Having heard God's word, let's confess our Christian faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. You'll find those printed for you on page 31 in the front of your hymnal. Together, we confess. We